Hello, people. Welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich, and today we talk about football. Okay, people. Manchester United, just a couple of days ago, draw against Everton. But that's not the point. You know, you can win games, you can lose games, you can draw games. It happens. It happens all the time. That's not the issue. The issue I have is Ole Solskjaer coming on TV and say that Manchester United is not supposed to challenge for the title. I thought that was terrible to say. Former coach, somebody who won, I don't know, 6 or 7 titles with Manchester United. That was telling for me, for somebody like that to come out and say that. If I'm on that Manchester United board, the next day I'm calling him for a meeting. This is a time where you have to put pressure on those players. Put them on that pressure and say, look guys, you know, going forward, we need to perform. We have to go blend. You know, this is an opportunity. Anything can happen. We've seen since the beginning of the season that anybody can drop points. Not just Manchester United, Man City, Liverpool. I understand that Man City have a great run right now. They play superb right now. But there's a lot of that coming up soon. You've got the Champions League. You've got international game. There's going to be a lot. There's going to be things that happen. Talk about COVID. We all know what's going on with COVID. You've got injury. That's part of the game. All I'm saying is, for you to come out, especially Ole Solskjaer, the captain of Manchester United coach, to come out and say that Manchester United is not supposed to be out there, this is unbelievable. Now, I understand that from the beginning. I don't think at the beginning we thought Manchester United can actually challenge for the title. I understand that. But once you get yourself in a position to challenge for the title, you need to be able to grab that. You need to be able to have confidence to go for it. Because this is the history. This is the history that you have as a Manchester United fan, as a Manchester United team, as a club. And really for somebody like Ole Solskjaer, it's telling for me for him to come out and not trying to give pressure, you know, taking the pressure away from his team. People will say that's great things to do, but I will say no, that's not. This is the time where you put more pressure. You got to go for it. You have to go for it now. You have to. I just hope that he said that just to say that on TV. I hope when he goes back and speak to those guys, he should let them know, look guys, we should push and push here. Why should we not talk about title? I just don't get that. Why not? We're one of the most successful clubs in the UK and in the whole world. We won as many titles as anybody, you know, in the UK. We won a couple of Champions League. Yes, we should be talking about title. I understand that at the beginning, you know, the quality or maybe the play was not there to see. But now that we're right there next to Man City, the Chelsea, you know, the Liverpool, yes, it's okay to talk about that. We should not be scared. And especially coming from the coach, we should not be scared to talk about title. Not at all. But I need to let people know about Ole Solskjaer. We all remember Ole Solskjaer. He was not part of the first 11 Manchester United. He was always coming off the bench. He was always the guy. He had to come off the bench and do what he had to do. So from on Sir Alex Ferguson's eyes, he was not somebody that you will trust for on the first 11. So that's striking for me now. Because him as a manager, I understand why he's saying that. Because he never felt that pressure on a goal. He was never part of that first 11. You know, go out there and perform from the goal. No, he was always at the back. You know, he was always there when we needed him. Halfway through. He didn't never had that pressure. You know, people would say he had that pressure, but he didn't really. Because when you come off the bench, when somebody come off the bench, we just hope you can make something happen. We don't believe you, the guy. That's the reason why he made his money coming off the bench. That's it. And that mindset now is going through. He is passing that mindset now to those new Manchester United players, to the club right now, as a manager. And that's the problem. And now I understand why some people have a question mark about Ole Solskjaer. because of that mentality, that mindset that he's trying to put to those players. But really, people really think about that for a minute here. And I thought about that long enough. Him, Ole Solskjaer, coming off the bench all the time on his professional career at Manchester United. If you think about that really, people, that was no pressure. He was always under the wings of Sir Alex Ferguson because he was coming off the bench. He was never part of the first 11. Never. Now he's part. Now he's the coach. He's the manager. He need to lead by example. His mindset always been just be calm, just sit there and wait something to happen. But no. You need to go for that. As a Man U fan, as a Manchester United player, ex-player, as a Manchester United manager, you have to go for that. I tell you that. There's no way to talk like that if the fans are sitting on the stadium and watch the game. There's no way you say something like that. There's no way. I think what's happening right now, you know, fans not being in those games, you know, coaches, and manager, and player, you know, they feel a little bit more relaxed about, you know, about stuff that they say on the post-game interview. Because I tell you right now, I don't think we are fans going to watch the game, watching the game, and they come out of post game, you know, drawing game after, you know, 3-3 against Everton, come out and say, no, we're not supposed to. Why not? Why not? I bet you we win that game. I'm very interested to know. If we win that game, I don't know what else he say. I'm pretty sure he come out and say, look, yeah, we can do something about that. This was the time to put pressure on those players going forward. Going forward, and again, I don't get crazy because, you know, the team draw. I don't get crazy because they win. I don't get crazy because they lose, because that's part of the game. The problem about that is you have to be consistent. Anything about sports, you just got to make sure you're close to the contenders. That's all you have to do. Right now, you've got Man City, you've got Manchester United, you've got Leicester, and you've got Liverpool. Just make sure you're not far away from Man City, because at some point, they will drop points. It happened. I don't think they will keep that form all the way through. Everybody's going through that. Manchester United at some point won 6 or 7 games in a row. Now they're going through a phase now. Man City is pretty much ascending. You know, they have a pretty good run of games. But I believe that at some point, it'll come down. You cannot keep that level like that, you know, for 2-3 months. It just doesn't happen like that. And now we have the Champions League coming. We have international game coming. There's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of point drops there on this. You know, things will change completely. Even Liverpool, I understand Liverpool lost against Man City, but I just don't believe that it's over, because so many things can happen. There's so many games left to be played here. And we know things change all the way to last minute. This thing, what happened since the beginning of the season, people, that's not going to stop here, because Man City is having a good run. They have a pretty good run. They're doing good. They're looking good. They play good. I think Pep Guardiola is doing a great job right now, but everybody behind them should not lose sleep out of that, because somebody will lose points, somebody will drop points. And Manchester United, with Ole Solskjaer, they should think about pushing for the title, because it's there for the taking. It's just there for the taking. I just don't understand the mindset that Ole Solskjaer is trying to put on those kids, but I believe that right now is the time to put pressure on those guys to go all the way through for the title. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. Stay tuned on Slick Talk Show, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good night.